פרק שני מסכת חגיגה הלכה ה. נותן ידיים לחולין ולמעשר ולתרומה, אבל לקדש מטבילין. ולחטאת, אם נטמאו ידיו, נטמאו גופו, you have to go into the mikvah your body. So it's like, what is this? Notam yadayim lechulin, yesh yadayim lechulin. What word is such a thing? What do you need to use yadayim for bechlal? What, for tchulin? Elo, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, yesh yadayim lechulin. He holds that there is a gzeir of yadayim lechulin, namely that they made yadayim a rishon natuma, not a sheni natuma. They made yadayim a rishon natuma. Then a rishon can make a sheni b'chulin. In which case, according to him, you need it for the time of chulin. Hashem came the way we, none of this appears in the Bible. So the way is there the only issue? Nobody discusses the concept of the yadayim rishonim that we've seen yet. And over here, we're now introducing a whole new issue. We passed about yadayim rishonim, so they're only nageya that which can be possible because from Hashem. So yesh yadayim l'chulin. Whereas
truma, right? Which is truma, what can be possible from Hashem?
Truma, but not chulin.
Here, the question.
And he answered, "Yesh yadayim l'chulin."
And the answer is yes.
Whereas the Gemara says no. Divrei Akoli, it's not going according to Sman D'Yom. It's going according to everybody, even though yadayim are shniyas and ain't sheni yetsa shmishi b'chulin. Nonetheless, there is a gezera when eating bread of the Tilas Yadayim, even the Chulin. What's the meaning of that Gezerah? Kidei she'eit badil min ha-truma, because of a srach truma. In order not to come to eat truma without the Tilas Yadayim, so in the Mela, they were gozer on that thing, which is the ikar, which is bread, so they were gozer even on Chulin. Toni Reb Shimon Elazar Mishum Rebbe Meir, ha-yadayim t'chila la-chulin, u'shniyais la-truma. So he says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, this is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar referring, he holds that for chulin they were machmer to give yadayim a din of a rishon l'truma, in which case rishon is a sheni b'chulin, but in yin truma, where even a sheni is a shlishi, they paradoxically did not give the yadayim the same chulma that they give for chulin. In other words, for each thing the yadayim have the level of truma that would be nogea that thing. We don't say that if yadayim touch truma, since they're able to be metamech chulin according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, so therefore they should make truma sheni, and now that truma will be able to pass for shlishi. No, they're only a sheni. So ma Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, since Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that yadayim have a din of rishon, what is he saying binogea the din of Rabbi Akiva? Which din do we mean? Tanina Taman in Yadayim, it says, HaMachnis Yadav L'Bayat HaMenuga. We're going to see this later on. Yadav Techila, din of Rabbi Akiva. He says, look, there is, in fact, a situation where we give a din of Rishon Atume for Yadayim, which is that if somebody sticks his hands into a Bayat HaMenuga, so the same way that if he went into a Bayat HaMenuga, he would become a Rishon Atume, as if he was Nagea with a Tumat Saraz. So his Yadayim are given the din as if Nichnas Gufo, and they become a Rishon.
His whole body not?
His whole body not. So those would be Akivas. Mechadesh, there's a din of Rishon Yadayim, but in this case. What is the relationship of Rav Shimon ben Elazar to Tumas Yadayim across the board for Chulin being a Rishon and a Tumat? Because the Chachamim over there argue, they say since the Chachamim never made a takana of rishon by yadayim, only a sheni of yadayim, you can't say that there's a particular case where we give the din of the yadayim as if they were the same as gufay. Where'd you ever get up such thing? So now you're telling me that Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who knows that the Chachamim argue in the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva, and the halachas we paskin not like Rabbi Akiva when the majority argue on it, so he's saying halacha but dafka not like Rabbi Akiva. I mean, not like the Chachamim, and he's saying it like Rabbi Akiva. No, says Rabbi Shimon. Of course not. Rabbonami, I hold it's going according to Rabbonami also. And as don't ask me from that case. Taman ma tamun orcha. In other words, the ikar tam of the Mishnah of Tibetil Sadayim Bapasha Chulin because of Tzrach Chulin. But the point over there is that Mitosha to Omer lo Yadav Shniyot Afu Bodeo Menar Chuma. Since if you'll tell him Yadav Shniyot, and the Sheni is Eisa Shlishi by Chuma, he will be Bodeo Menar Chuma. So even according to Chachamim, who hold that there's Yadayim Shliyais, but still we were geyser the Tilos Yadayim for Chulin, weren't we? So and furthermore, V'lo Machmas Mashke Gozer Aleim is another reason that we don't generally make a gezer that Yadayim should be a Rishon Tuma. Because isn't there also a chashash of Yadayim that may touch water on wet Peres? And if they did that, so then the Mashke would be a Rishon, because anything that's Posel Sakshurma is Metame Mashke Mliyas Rishon. In which case, even if the Yadayim were Sheni, they would create a situation of a Rishon if it was wet. So then, if that's the case, the Yutechila, so what are you saying? That the Yadayim themselves should have a din of Rishon. The whole time was that Yadayim are Metame Mashkim Liyais Rishon. So, furthermore, Kavachomer, another Kavachomer is that the Yadayim do not have a din of Rishon. Because of a Tful Yom Shu Dvar Teira Madar, somebody was actually Tame, he went to the Mikvah, but now he's a Tful Yom. It's still before Erev Shemesh. The din over there is also with the Raisa to the Truma until he's married Shimsha, he's only Mutter to eat Maisa. So the Tful Yom, which is a Diaraisa, is Eno Ela Posel. That Tful Yom will only pass a Truma Benegia, meaning that he's a Sheni. He will not create a Sheni for the Truma. So Yadayim Sheni Divrayim, with the whole concept of Yadayim being able to be Tame separate from a body. Lo Kol Sheken, isn't it clear that they can't have a din of Rishon, their own Shniyos? Dover Acher, and another reason. Klum Gazrol Yadayim Lo Kedesh Yibadol Min HaTruma. Mitok Shatayim Lo Yodav Shniyos Afu Badol Min HaTruma. Furthermore, if the time that we're Gazrol Yadayim is because of Srach Truma, so then the Mishnah could be certainly be going Aliba Derabbanan as well, and there's a Gezerah. Because knowing that his Yadayim would be Metame Truma is sufficient reason for us to tell him to be Neutel Yadav for Chulin. Now, Tamanta Nina, we learned in Bikurim that a Truma of Abikur, Misa, Vichaymesh, Vyasurim Lazarim, Vimnisekur, we had all this in the Bavli, Vayelim Biachad Vimea, Vituunin Rechitzes Yadayim Vaharev Shemesh, Harayelo Vichruma of Bikurim, Ashenkim Amasa. So how do you explain the Meisah? The Mishnah. Tamar Atomer Eina Meisah Tom Rechitzah. Get out the Chulin now. There it says, okay, the Chulin you've answered me. Fine. Whatever the case is. You want to tell me it's either going with Shimon Elaz, or it's going even if you've been a Chachamim, but there's a Chashash when it comes to Paris that are wet. Or you want to tell me it's going according to Rabbanan, and it's a point of being Beidou from Truma, so we tell him it's Yadayim Mishniyah Sagabi. Whatever the case is. But how are you going to explain the contradiction of Meisah? Here it says, Beferish in the Brice, that Maaser does not require an Atilas Yadayim, and you're telling me in the Mishnah that Maaser does require an Atilas Yadayim. Tamana tomer ena Maaser ton rechitza, vaacha tomer a Maaser ton rechitza. What's going on? And it answers, ain't that tomer Maaser ton rechitza drabonon. One is going on Liba de Rabbonon, and ain't that tomer ena Maaser ton rechitza is going on Liba de Rabbi Meir, that holds that the Maaser Sheni is the same as the Chulin doesn't require something right in the Bible. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, the Tanina Taman, we learn in Pare, Kolaton Biasmaim Midivrei Seifrim, Metame as HaKadosh, anything which only is a Tumah de Rabbanan, like Yadayim or Telem Shnitbu B'Mashkin. So these are Tumas de Rabbanan, have a din of Shein LeTumah, is Metame as HaKadosh to make it a Shlishi, and that Shlishi can make a Rabbi, so it's real Tumah, Metame is HaKadosh, who posts it as a Truma, because it's only a Sheni, it only passes Truma to make it a Shlishi, but a Shlishi of Truma cannot make a Rabbi. And it's completely Mutter, Bechulin Ubema'aser, did a Rabbi. That's according to Rabbi Meir, there's no din of Tumah of Ma'aser, and therefore, since Yadayim have a din of Shniyas, and Ein Shniyas a Shlishi Ubema'aser, so therefore, Rabbi Meir would say, you don't need it till it's a dying for Maaseh. It makes perfectly good sense. But since the Chachamim Osrim the Maaseh, the Chachamim hold that you have to do the Tilos Yadayim L'Maaseh Sheni, because a Sheni is Eishu Shlishi by Maaseh, in which case they give it a din of Truma. That means it will be Metameh, Posa, et a Maaseh. Hes the Gemara, V'lo Shmiyad Anu Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zigira, Mahu v'chachomim osrim b'maaser nifsa gufa milochal b'maaser. What are you talking about, man? You didn't ever hear that Rav Shmuel explain that when it says that the chachomim osrim b'maaser, it doesn't mean that they hold you can touch maaser and make it tamei. They're saying that if you are a sheni v'tumi, you can't eat maaser. Not you can't touch maaser. Maaser would not be mekabel tuma at all. And this has nothing to do with Netil Tzedayim for touching. You're allowed to touch because Sheni is not Oseh Shlishi, even according to the Chachamim. So therefore, so how are you going to explain it? Maikedon. So how are you going to explain now the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa? Oh, we'll explain it like this. Very simple. Hey, Dato Amra Maiser Tom Rechitza Brotzelecho. Where do you need to wash your hands? Where you're about to eat Maiser. You're about to eat Maiser. So enochidami, in order to avoid being in a state of tuma of sheni betuma, so you have to wash your hands. That's talking about all you want to do is touch. So it's talking in Bikurim, and it says masha'en kein mamaser v'chulin, that there is no din of the tilsidayim. It's absolutely true. There's no din of tilsidayim for touching, but certainly there is still a din of tilsidayim for eating. And wait a minute. Velo who wrote to Lochalo wrote to Ligam. Well, I understand. Once your gozer tuma maaser sheni. So just like by truma, what is the basis of the gezera? Because of truma, like we said by chulin. So if that's the case, if there's no difference between a rotzel lechol and rotzel ligam, you need the tilos yadayim. So by maaser sheni, it's the same thing. Who wrote to Lochalo who wrote to Ligam? I mean, it's the same thing that we said all along. Why are we being mechalik if we can't be mechalik for truma? Why are we being mechalik for maaser? The whole basis of the gezera is truma. Ela, when it says over here, maaser sheni requires a tilos yadayim. It's talking about where you're eating bread. Umishum netilat tzrach. There it goes in netilah because it's tzrach truma. But it's talking about in the Mishnah and Bikurim that ein maaser sheni tona tilos yadayim. That's talking about eating peres. V'taninan truma. It says beferish in that Mishnah, netilat yadayim truma. By truma, there's no din of tzrach, because there's no nafkamina in truma, whether you're eating bread or you're eating peres. In other words, you can't, if the mishnah is contrasting truma and maaser, it's saying by truma you require, and by maaser you don't. By truma you require in every case. There's no nafkamina between peres and bread. So then why are we now being mechalik in not because it's tzrach, but rather because you need it, b'ikrad din, because sheni is aiser shlishi. So if we say noitling yadayim l'truma ula maaser, that seems to imply you're noitling yadayim l'maaser the same way you're noitling yadayim l'truma. You're noitling yadayim l'truma for everything, not only for pas. So isn't it a little bit of a stretch to say that we're talking about eating bread? You're right, it is. Ella, we'll have to go back on what we said. It's not talking about eating bread. Because if it were, it doesn't add up to the truma. Bavli ignores this problem. It's a very serious problem. If you say truma certainly doesn't mean only bread, so why are you telling me by chulin is talking about that he's eating bread? So then the mission is not parallel. Right? So therefore, we have to say another teretz. What's teretz? When it says in the Mishnah that chulin requires a netilas yadayim, it's talking about chulin shenatzel ataras hakodesh. And therefore, sheni would be yosef shlishi, and therefore you would need netilas yadayim for chulin shenatzel ataras hakodesh, even with parents. When it says in Bikurim that you don't require Netilas Yadayim, it's talking about Stam Maaser Sheni and Stam Chulin wasn't Nasra Tar Zakesh, and therefore doesn't require Netilas Yadayim, except for bread, but that's not what we're talking about. That would be the way to learn. V'chulin Shenasra Tar Zakesh, Lav Kechulin? I thought for Shenasra Tar Zakesh, I have a din of Chulin, that ain't Sheni as a Shlish. Tipater Okrib Shimon Elazar. You have to say, either, like we said before, the Mishnah is going to be Shimon HaLazar that Yadayim have the din of Tchilais. Or Rav Elazar ben Tzadok. Could be going like Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, who holds a Chulin Shenatzel Ataras HaKodesh dinam, as we saw in the Bavli, Ketruma. Not Kechul. The Yargis on the Tanakhama, remember we had this. And they have a din of Truma, since they have a din of a Truma, Sheni is a Shlishi of a Truma. The Mishnah is talking about Chulin and Maaser Sheni, Shenatzel Ataras HaKodesh. Chulin and Maaser Sheni, Shenatzel Ataras HaKodesh, maybe don't have a dinner Kodesh, but they do have a dinner Truma. And therefore, they need a Tilos Yadayim, like Truma needs a Tilos Yadayim. Or Reb Shimon Elazar, which we already said, Reb Shimon Elazar and Reb Shimon Rabbi Meir, Yadayim Atchil Lechule, Ushnias Lechuma, or Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik at the Din of Tamon, or it could be like Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, where it appears in the Brisa, which we have, Echun Shnasu, Al Gabi HaKadosh, Arein Kechulin, and Eichen Yosef Shlishi, was Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik, and Arein Kechuma, Batame Shnayim, Vilif Salechad, so then Batame Rishim Hasheni, and they have a Revi, which a Shlishi, which is possible, but not Tame. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah is the Kodesh Magdilin, which we'll see Bezat Hashem tomorrow. Okay, so we're continuing on here. Calling the Tanina Matvinina and Darvayim Sam and Kaidin. Where it says in the Mishnah that for Kodesh, you need to do Tfilas Yadayim. It means you need to do Tfilas Yadayim in a full size mikvah, not stick them into a container. Ra Tanina, Anoto Yadav Migdash. Sorry, it says that if somebody is doing Tfilas Yadayim for Kodesh, he only needs a Revias. Where do you get our Arbayim Psalm? Amar Rav Elazar, Kan Biyadayim Tmeot, Kan Biyadayim Torot. Where the Mishnah says you need our Arbayim Psalm, it's talking about that you touch something that's Mitzame Yadayim. Where it says it's enough to do Netila B'Revias, it's talking about Stam Yadayim. Stam Yadayim, you don't know for a fact, became Tommy with something that's for Tommy, say Yadayim, is enough for regular Natila, even for Kadesh. An actual Tumas Yadayim, even though it's only Tumas Rabbanan, so he touched the Sefer Torah, that he would require a Tfila. Omer Rabbi Chanina Brei Rav Hillel, I have another approach. Tfila Teva Kanda Kan Yadayim Torah. It could be talking both in the Mishnah and in the Braita, Stam Yadayim. And nonetheless, I have an answer. So it could be talking about either case could be talking about Yadayim Torot, or either case could be talking about Yadayim Tmeot, and I still have an answer. Because Kam, Bekodshe, where it says in the Mishnah, you need Tvila, it's talking about Lekadesh, it's talking about we're actually eating Kodshe Migdash Mekodashim, real Kodesh. Whereas where it says Netila Sitaim is sufficient, it's talking about Chulin Shinas or Altairis HaKadesh. So that's something else. It's Chulin Shinas or Agav Kadesh. Where over there we weren't machmir on them like Kadesh Mamish. Ulechatat, the Mishnah continues to say that when it comes to the Parashatas, which is the Paraduna, Im Nitmu Yadav, then Nitmu Gufo. Amrei B'Chananya, Lo Shechichu to Malachatat, even though they made many malas for the Porah, that's because of the zilzol of the tzedukim, because there used to be matam in the Kohen that served the Porah, they did not create a new tuma that doesn't exist elsewhere. So if you can't use your free imagination, you can only apply worst case scenarios. So when it comes to the chatas, it's not that they created a new tuma. What they said was, as they said, look, we know the Tuma Kala exists. That's the Tuma Rabbanan in this case. We know that Tumas Gufo exists. Fine. So we're just saying that we'll treat Tuma Kala like any other Tuma. That's all we're saying. We're not creating a new Tuma. Rav Yaakov Aracha B'Shem Rav Elazar actually says we have a riot from the Pasuk, obviously, in Esmachta, that Ima Tuma Kala is Betame like Tuma Chamura. Because it says in Parshas Chukas, V'yasaf Ish Tohor. What's that? V'yasaf Ish Tohor, Ma Tamud Lomar Tohor. Which is Pshat, it has to say Tohor. Obviously, if he's Tame, he's going to be Ima Tame anything anyway. So why does that say Tohor? Haga'at Mechasat. So think for a moment. Afilu Atosfot and Migreifa, Amra Torah Tohor. What he's telling us is that the Osefet HaPara has to be Tohor, because even if he would be Osefet with a Kli, which would not allow him to be Matame the Efer, let's say he's holding a Magrefa, then nonetheless the Efer would become Tame. That's what you're saying. He has to be so Tohor that he can't even use a Kli, even though a Tame Mace wouldn't be Matame a Kli, only a Zov would be Matame Behesa, let's say, the Efer HaPara. Nonetheless, for Efer, we treat a Tumakala as if it's the equivalent of a Tumei Chamura. Manan Kayami. And when you say he can't use a shovel, what type of shovel? Give the Magrifa Shamatechet. I'm talking about a Magrif that's made out of metal. Alok Shute Klimatafoto Tumeim. What do I need a pasuk for? Of course it's Tumei. If he is Tumei, the Ish is Tumei. So obviously it'll be Metamei the metal Kli. If we're talking about a Magrifa Shalais, so therefore, what? The Eifu will not be Metamei. Loka Omei Machmas Davar Tomehu. Since the Magrefa anyway is now in the hand of a Tomei, it's Nifsal directly, because it has to be Munach Namakam Torah, that we learned out from a special person. It says V'inich Iniach at Eifu B'makam Torah. So it can't be in the hand of someone Tomei. Therefore, it says Amar Rav Shayeti Paterba Osfo B'Neser. Could be talking about over here with a guy is gathering together all of the Efer the Para with a stick, stop. So therefore, the Efer would not be Munach Mamakam Tamei, and all that you have to worry about is Tumas Hesed. The Tumas Hesed is not Metamei to him as Hesed. Nonetheless, apparently, to Xeris HaKasim, we should treat the one who collects the Efer HaPara as if he's a Zod. Why? Because we're being Machra. Obviously, this is all just Esmathis. So Ish Tor means he has to be Tor completely. And that means that he's we're going to treat him like a Zav. The Efsher Shaloina Seela, I don't understand. I mean, even if that would be true, isn't it possible that, he's going to carry in a situation that won't be, however he carries it, he's going to carry it. I mean, whether it's Tumas Mesa, or it'll be Tomei B'Masa, Om Reviyuna Navui, the Reb Matanyoti, Pater Ba'osfo, the Maltra Ava. We're talking about, you take a Korah. Korah, they can't even live. Too heavy to live. So there's no Chashash, there'll be no Zeh. And therefore, it's only a problem of Hesed. And the Torah says it has to be an Ish Tahar. Rabo Ba Momo Boi Kamei Rebami. Ma Ben Adam Tahar Lechatat, the Kli Reikam Tahar Lechatat. Says, in the Mishnah, in Parah, that whatever requires Biat Mayim, Midivrei Sofrim, obviously Midivrei Torah, is Betame the Mechatas, and the Efer HaKatas, that didn't have water yet for him, or the one who's Mazeh the Mechatas. So the Chachomim argue, and they say that the Kli can be Tomei B'Maga, but not B'Masa. Esther, Bar Momo, why were the Chachomim Mechalik between the Mazeh Mechatas that we brought a right is Metame Af B'Masa, he's just carrying it around, and the Kli, which is empty now, which is going to be used for Mechatas, but it's only Metame B'Maga, not B'Masa. What's the difference? Omar Lehi, it's based on this Pasuk. Be'asaf Ish Tahor. Matav and Lomar Ish. Ha! We saw already the Diyak from Tahor that we're going to be treating him as if he is actually a Tamei Zivas. But it says only treat the Ish that way. So it means, Lite Tara Mu'ula La Ish La Soto, Kimechatato Kechem Fechatam. This tells me that the din is Dafka on the man that we should be Machmer. And on the Kli, we're not Machmer. So we're Medai both words, Vyasaf Ish Tahor, which is Machmer on him that even a Tumakal is like a Tumachamura. And then we're Medarshan Vyasaf Ish Tahor. This is only a din in people, and not a din in the kalim that we use for the Efer Chatas. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Yishmael Mokish says that instead of learning it out from Ish Tahor, we talked about over here using even about Grefer, and it should be Tomei completely, even from Tomei Sheretz, even though obviously in my Grefer can't be in the time in the Kabbalah from Tomei Sheretz. They gave him a din of a Tumei Chamura. Therefore, your understanding before is wrong. You said the only way we learn out that we're going to be Machmed on him, that he's Tomei as a Zov, is because the Magrefa must be talking about a Korah. So that it would only be the Tomei Behesed. He can't carry it because it's too heavy. And it can't be Tomei B'Maga because it's a Korah and it doesn't have a base kibbutz, it's Pshutta Kli. So how, therefore, was it Metame the Efer? Only because It's Matami Behesed. The only thing that's Matami Behesed is a Zog. So you see, it must be that we took the Tami Mace and we gave him a din of a Zog. We only Machmer on him. Rish Lakish says, you don't have to come on to that. Why talk about Ish Tahar, meaning Tahar from Tami Mace? If it means Tahar from Tami Mace, the only riot that you would have is that we're being Machmer on him, is because you could conceive of a case where he would only be in the time of Behesed, when normally a time of Behesed is in the time of Behesed, such as a Korah. Where does it say Tami Meis? Hesed, she talked about Besheretz to make you with Rakan. When it says Ishtar, it means he has to be Tar completely. He has to be Tar from Tumas Sheretz, even. Tumas Sheretz, anyway, wouldn't have been Metame over your Bemasa. Right? So the only way that you're going to, instead of saying, it's talking about a complicated question, it's talking about a regular Magrefa. Tomei Sheretz will not be Metame in Magrefa. Because he's only a Rishon Tumah. How's it going to be Matami even in Metal Magrefa? And yet, nonetheless, the Torah says that he has to be Ishtar. It must be because we're being Machmer on him with any type of existing Tumah, even the Tumah of Sheretz, that he would be Matami as if he were a Zav, which is the Mokra we're saying. Rabbi Mechadish a Tumah. We're saying any Tumah that's there is Matami, as if it's a Tumah Chamura. In the same way that the Torah was Meramis, even a Tomei Sheret should be Matami, as if he's a Zav. It's no Nafkamina Lalach, it's Nafkamina how to understand the Pasuk. Rish Lakish says you have to go through all types of contortions until you got to a place where you would need the Pasuk, but that's because you were assuming he's a Tomei Meis. Once you assume that the Torah is telling you Ishtar means he has to be Torah completely, even from a Sheret, there's no more contortions. He's talking about lifting it up with a regular shovel, which is made out of metal, and nonetheless, I ask you, if a guy's only Tomei Sheretz, so how's he going to be Matami in my grave? He'll be Matami in the eighth for par. Must be that we're giving him new dinim over here. That's all. But we're not simple. Next halacha? Or you've had your fill.
Right.
Halacha vav. Hatovel lechulin, ruzak lechulin, asur b'maaseh. Somebody was tevil for chulin, and he had in mind that he wants to be tevil for chulin. Nonetheless, he is usher to eat maaser under those circumstances. Hatovel maaser and uzak maaser. He's usher le truma. Hatovel le truma and uzak le truma. He's usher le kodesh. Hatovel le kodesh and uzak le kodesh is still usher le chatos. Hatovel le chamur huta le kal. And if tevav lo uzak. He didn't have kavona, he didn't look to God.
So
if he wasn't to God, no, in his mind, yeah. Ask the Gemara, but the Mishnah saying Chulin requires kavona. The Chulin is written kavona. It says over here, if Tava the Chulin, the Huzek the Chulin. Or Tava the Huzek, the Yulu Tava. Where does it say that Chulin requires kavona? Hi, Kulin doesn't need kavana. We saw Raya's Kulin doesn't need kavana. The Ruba Adamei Malacha. I feel the Tavu Lachulin looks like Bachulin. That's what Meisur says. He's coming to tell me a Rabusa that even if Uchzik Bachulin, he still is not Uchzik Bachulin. He's not coming to tell you you necessarily have to be Uchzik Bachulin. Maybe you don't think you're Uchzik Bachulin. But even if you were Uchzik Bachulin, you say, I had a kavana, but your kavana wasn't for Meisur. Therefore, you're not doing for Meisur. Lo kein Omer Rabbi Elazar ki minayin lechulin kach minayin ha-maaser. Why is it say for Yehuzik b'chulin is also for maaser? It says in the Braisa that in the same way that for chulin sheni is not maaser shlishi, maaser sheni is exactly the same. That ain't sheni maaser shlishi, which means that chulin and maaser have the same dinim according to Rabbi Elazar. So why if you were tevo for and were mugzik for chulin, why isn't good enough for maaser? We answer the same thing we attempted to be Mechadish and Bavli. Kan la'achila, the Mishnah, where it says also the Maaser is talking about eating. V'kan la'magat, when Rabbi Elazar said Maaser Sheni Chulin are the same, they don't require the Kavona, that's the Gabi touching Maaser Sheni. Because since Ein Sheni is a Shlishi, there's no problem in the Nagia. Atovel Stam, this we also had in the Bavli. Hatova Stam, if he didn't have anything in particular in mind, so then he's Mazik Atzmelechol Mashi Yirtzeh, the Lashon that we said. Yerushalmi's Lashon is, HaTovah Stam is Mutar B'Kulam. So someone who was stable without a particular Kavanah, he just had a Kavanah to be Tahar, so whatever it turns out he needs to be Torah for, he can be Mazik himself afterwards. Rav Yochanan, that's Dafkin, the Mezukak B'Kulam. Tovah Stam is talking about where he needed to be Tovah for all of the above, but he didn't have in mind anything in particular. In other words, so he was going, he needed a tefillah, he was going to eat truma, he was going to eat mitzvah, he was going to eat kedah. And then he didn't have a mind for one in particular, he was there at the table. So then we say, even though it was Tovah Stam, he didn't say, I have in mind for kedah, he is defined by the context. The context says that he was going to eat all of them, so he's terrible for all of them. Odeo raglav mishukaot b'mayim, and also, north of the Braisa, as long as his feet are still in the water, then he can even change his mind. And he can still, it's as if he's still inside of the mikvah.
What does that mean? When has it become his feet? What does that mean? It's just regular when it comes
through. He doesn't learn the Bible?
Okay,
this is complicated. Taman Tanina. Martel. See, you have now a stick which is dripping mashkin tmei from it. It's still wet. The moment you put the edge of the makel into the mikvah, even if you weren't able the whole thing, all of the mashkin that are on the makel are considered to be in the mikvah. And this is Rabbi Yeshua the Shikasei, who says that when your foot's in the mikvah, it's as if the whole body's in the mikvah, because the water that's on your skin and on your hair is all the foot of the mikvah. It's a hashakim, basically. And so too does the stick. It's considered to be mushak. The water on the makel are not nitar, even unless they're in the mikvah. So they don't hold, this is a collection of good achis. They don't know that we say good achis, the guy in the mikvah. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says the Omar Klok is something to Makala anyway. Certainly they're not talking about whether we say good achis, the guy been a tumah mamish, the guy who's tummy. You're not going to say that if his feet are in the mikvah, it's tar, because if somebody tummy touches him, he's still in the mikvah, he's not in the mikvah. Or Lagabe tumah kala, Lagabe kavona, which is also kala, in other words, for milas. The lashon of Bavli was, all of this is only said Lagabe Malas, not Lagabe Tuma. Okay, here, this is the same idea. So the only machlokes is Tuma Kalva. Tuma Chamura for Rabbi Yeshua Maida. Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say that dripping water into a mikveh now, it's going downhill, it's considered to be in the mikveh. Rabbi Yochanan, Afa Tuma Chamura. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they're arguing even the Araisa, and he holds a good afis, it's considered to be a good tefillah. Now, Matnita, Pligarub Shimon HaLakish. But Chara, the Braika says, Beferish, not like Mishlakish, that they're arguing even Lagabe Tuma Chamura, because it says, Odeu Raglav, Mishukaot Bamayim, Marzik Atzmo, Bechol Tahara, Shiyirtse. So now that means even if the person was Tame for the Tuma Chamura, but it's considered to be that he's still in the mikvah, so then apparently even if he now wants to be Matzik himself a star from the Tuma the Araisa, he's still considered to be a mikvah. But Talah ba'ocholok when Tmeim v'sheisa mashkin Tmeim. So Rish Lakish explains that the price is only talking about a guy who went to the mikvah because he had eaten Ochlen Tmeim or drank mashkin Tmeim. That's what made him Tameh, the Tumas Gufo. And it's possible to have Tumas Gufo, the Rabbana, where Ochol, somebody who ate something, Tameh, becomes Tameh Gufo, the Rabbana. Obviously, there's no way for foodstuffs to be Matami, a person to erase him. So it says over there, in Matzikas, from Ashiyirtsin, it means where he was being Matir himself from Achila. Lokin Om Rabbi Yaakov Asabdi, Rabbi Abu, B'Shem Rabbi Yishmael, B'Shem Rabbi Yishmael Lokin, that are all Chalokim Tmein, B'Shosim Mashkin Tmein, Gufa Tar below Kavana. How can you say that according to Reish Lokin, the case in the Mishnah, is talking about where he was Tomei only a Tumatala, and now he wants to be Matzkatz on a Tumatala. So Shlokish is quoted here saying that any kind of tefillah helps for somebody who was only Tomei a Tumatala, such as Eichel Mashkim Tmeim, and he doesn't eat Gabon at all. So what are you telling me, that if his feet are still in the mikvah, he could still be Mechavim? He doesn't need to be Mechavim. So then obviously when it says in the Braita that if it was Tavah, Odeo Raglav, it's talking about Tumah Chamura. So you see that even Tumah Chamura, they're arguing about. So what good is your Teretz? Answers the Gemara. Mikimam, the correct verse should be, Mikimam Shnatan Da'atolat Ara Mu'ula, Mi'ula Mimena, Tzarif Kavana. That even though when he was table for Tumah Kala, it's Torah without Kavana, it's worse to have Kavana. And as we saw, so it's learned about. It's worse having Kavana for a particular thing, because then you're limiting your Torah to a particular thing. So there, in Achinami, you need to be able to have your feet still in the mikveh to be mechat, to change your Kavana. But if you didn't have Kavana for a particular thing at all, in Achinami, then you wouldn't have needed Kavana at the time. That's true. It's not exact. It's the same svara that we found in the Bavli, the Gabi, the contradiction between if he was Yotze completely, so then he can be mazik himself for anything. Every year we're using that same svara for someone who's only Tomei with the Tumah Kala, doesn't need Kavana. It's basically the same svara. So that it's worse than if you were dicing die to the Tara, so then you need Kavana. Now Lechaira in the Mishnah in Miklos also argues on Mishnah. It says over there Mikvah Sheish Bar Ba'im Sa'ah Lechuvana the yard of Shai and the Tavu, two people who come down to be table in the same mikveh at the same time, where there's Arbayim Saw, both of them are Torah if they both get into the mikveh at the same time. But if Zach or Zeb, one goes in first, only the first one is Torah, because he was table in a full mikveh of Arbayim Saw. But Hasheni Tameh, because once the first guy gets out of the mikveh, there's no longer Arbayim Saw. Whereas Reb Yehuda argues and says, Imoyah Raglav, shall Rishon no got the mind, as long as the first one's feet were still in the water, afasheni tahor, so that we say good achit, so it's as if the water is still there. So you see that it's talking about avir teva gufay, apparently even talking about tumah chamura, and nonetheless, it says he can be mechaving, not mechaving, it says it's a mikvah, the kosher mikvah. No, Rishon will say, no, this case also probably is talking about a case where he's been table for Tumah Kala. How is that? He ate Eichel Tumah, or he drank Mashkim Tumah. But Eino Chinami, if he was Mamish Tumah, Tumah D'Oraisa, this would never help. And if the guy doesn't have, the guy walked out of the mikveh, even if his feet are in the mikveh, the mikveh's chaser from our bones, so he's not going to be retired. Masnisa pliki al Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Okay, let's get another Mishnah. Mishnah Machshir in this time also seems to be arguing because it says Tsunon shebimaharam. Remember, he used to keep things refrigerated basically by storing them underground in the streams. Somebody takes a radish and puts it into the refrigerator. Refrigerator being a small pool in a Mara.
Space.
Yeah, after. So what's the halacha over there? If you have a tznon in the refrigerator, a woman comes in now and washes it off. Since over here she sticks in her hands and she washes it off, it remains tahar because there was no action, but it's still in the water. But the moment that you take it out, even if a little bit of it was removed from the water, even though the rest of it is still inside the water, at that point it becomes tamei, because the water was moksha, not it was nitlash, l'ratzon, and the kavana was to be made yachin, so it becomes tamei with her mana. But tani Allah reviewed him attire mishum Rabbi Yeshua. It says over there that if the other part of the tznon is inside of the water, it's still mukhobe to the water. And last I heard, Anita is tumah chamura. And yet you're telling me that even though Nida touches this, that it's dark, because it's still connected to the Mikvah. Hmm? Do you see that Rabbi Yeshua is Matayah, even in Tumah Chamura? You're right. How to plead out Rav Shimon and Lakish? That's definitely not like Rav Shimon and Lakish. In which case, Tiyufta, that was Velet Lakiyun. There's no way that we can be Mekayim Divrei Rish Lakish, because it's clear that Rav Yeshua argues, even in the case of a Diraisa Tumah Chamura. Alrighty then.